Back with you at Hour 2 right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And he is back in the saddle. Good to have in studio with us for our MLB news and notes, our off-season notes, and that is the very talented Andy Pondillo. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Andy.
Oh, it's an exciting time for everyone, for me, for baseball. So it's only a few months now until we get spring training underway.
But the question is it an exciting time for the Houston Astros fans? They acquire Ken Giles at closer. I mean, that's a massive deal, but they're giving up a lot too.
Yeah, I think half the fans are scared, and then they're kind of excited as well. I think it's exciting for the Astros to get a proven, well, seems to be proven closer in Ken Giles, only two seasons in the big leagues, but he's been as good as there is in the big leagues for those 2 years. Through 100 innings pitched, he has the best ERA in MLB history. So he has put up historical-like numbers in his rookie season and his sophomore season. So now he comes to the Astros. You assume he's going to be the closer. You know, I don't know. They say that he hasn't been given that position yet, but you would have to assume that whether he's a late inning reliever, whether he's a closer, that he's going to be absolutely dynamic for the Astros at the end of that bullpen. And a guy that can get you 70 innings. So that's going to be important so you don't have to tax those old arms and Neshek and Gregerson, Will Harris. You know, these guys were stretched maybe a little bit last year towards the end of the season. Now to have that young horse, it's going to prove pivotal for the Astros in 2016.
You know, Andy, when you've been on the show, you talked about that was one of the points of emphasis for the Houston Astros in the offseason was improving their bullpen. Did they accomplish that?
Yeah, they accomplished it. It's only one player, though. And that means you're one player away from an injury really devastating that bullpen because they don't have a deep bullpen right now as much as they should. They have a lot of guys that I feel like have question marks. It could still end up being a great pen. It could end up being a league bottom one. You have Gregerson, you have Neshek, Will Harris, Tony Sipp. Yeah, but it's just the way MLB bullpens are. There's certain years where these guys look unhittable. There's certain years where all of a sudden these guys are in the middle to the bottom of the pack. Last year, Neshek started off great. Will Harris started off great. And Tony Sipp held himself all the way through. But, you know, Tony Sipp maybe pitched a little bit above himself. Will Harris pitched above himself. Gregerson might have been stretched as a closer. So you get all these guys, and then you may reformat their roles now with the new arm and the pen. There's still work to be done. I don't think a closer just fixes everything for an entire bullpen, but it does push everyone down one rung, which in that case certainly helps the depth.
Okay, the Astros have a number of holes offensively. What kind of movements have they made there?
Now, they haven't made any moves offensively, really, besides subtracting, but that's because they have a bundle of infielders. They didn't know what to do with them. So Jed Lowrie goes to the Oakland Athletics. You assume that means Luis Valbuena is now the third baseman. Chris Carter, he's out, so you're assuming that means John Singleton's the first baseman. But yet it comes down to the same thing as last year. What are you doing at third and first base? Offensive positions. This team won 86 games last year with both of those positions being a revolving door, and that's not something that anybody really wants to have out of offensive positions that are supposed to hit for some power. Will they be able to replace those with the guys they already have? It's quite possible. John Singleton is a guy that a lot of people thought could hit 30 home runs a year. Luis Valbuena was a guy that was on pace for 40 home runs last year, then just fell off the map. If there's some in between, if there's some median these guys can find, maybe not to be superstars, maybe not to drive in 100 runs, but to be quality hitters and add depth to this lineup, guys that can get on base in the 5, 6, and 7 holes, then they'll be okay. Really, when you look at the Astros bullpen, you look at their order, it's not that I'm saying it's not good. I'm just saying that if you're trying to win 90 games, you're depending on a lot of things to go right for you, and they could, but it is a dangerous rope to walk, I guess.
That, of course, is Andy Pondillo, our YSR MLB news and notes. It's good to see you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thank you so much for coming in, Andy.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That, of course, was Andy Pondillo with our MLB offseason news and notes, and stay tuned. We're going to be talking some Dallas Mavericks basketball with their television play-by-play announcer, Mark Folliwell.